Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, March 29th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Election integrity win. Trump at wake. Stabbing spree. And FTX to prison. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, big win for election integrity coming up in November here. Pennsylvania has a law that says mail-in voters have to write an accurate date on the outside of an envelope that they put their ballot in. Well, there's a 1964 civil rights law which says that a person's right to vote cannot be denied for an error or omission that is not material in determining voter eligibility. So if someone puts the wrong date or doesn't put any date, can or should that ballot be thrown away? That was the question in front of the court. And the third district court said, yes, that ballot should be thrown away. The law, they said, is about registering to vote. But then every state can come up with a set of laws that have to be followed by everyone on how to vote. And if you don't follow that law, then the ballot can be rejected. So the conclusion is you got to follow the law. When it came to mail-in ballots, don't forget, in Pennsylvania in 2018, they had a rejection rate of 4.4% for mail-in ballots. In 2020, they had 12 times as many mail-in ballots, and their rejection rate was not 4.4, but 1.3%. If they had just a 3% rejection rate, that would have been 80,000 votes that would have been tossed aside, and Trump lost Pennsylvania by 80,000 votes. Speaking of Donald Trump, he was at a wake for a New York City police officer who was shot and killed while conducting a traffic stop. Trump said, "We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do things differently because this is not working." There were two men in the car. One had 14 prior arrests, including attempted murder and robbery. He was out on bail from other crimes. And the murderer had been arrested 21 times by NYPD. Trump also said they don't learn because they don't respect the police. The police are the greatest people we have. There's nothing and there's nobody like them. And this should never happen again. A 22-year-old man was arrested for a stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois. In 20 minutes, he murdered four people, including a postal worker and a teenage girl, and there were seven other victims. He told investigators he was high on marijuana that was laced with something that made him go on this rampage. Sam Bankman-Fried, the crypto whiz kid founder of FTX, massive Democratic fundraiser, defrauded people of $8 billion. He was facing 100 years in prison. He's only getting 25. Judge Kaplan said that Mr. Bankman-Fried lied on the witness stand and failed to take responsibility for his crimes. I'm Mike Slater for the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly is here with your message of the day next.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, it is Good Friday all over the world. If you are not a religious person, and religion in America is declining fairly rapidly, around the world, it depends what country you are in. But there are about 3.5 billion Christians roaming the planet. Now, why are they Christians? This is very simple. They believe that Jesus of Nazareth is God. And he came to earth to put forth a new philosophy, Christianity, a new way of living, and to free people from their predisposed sins. That is what Christians believe. Now, the reason that Christianity is declining in America and other countries is because people don't want to be judged. A large part of the world doesn't want anybody else telling them they are wrong about anything. And a hallmark of Christianity is sin. You're not supposed to commit a sin. Judaism as well. That's the Ten Commandments. Moses brought those down. But on this Good Friday, it's worth thinking about how a stone cutter from a tiny hamlet, Nazareth, could become the most famous person who has ever existed. That's worth a thought. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Lynn Gore, Wilmington, Delaware. So if Joe Biden wasn't in on the money grab like his brother and son, then how did he become a millionaire when he's never had a job outside of government? Because he sold a book for $8 million and he got about $200,000 to give a speech, and he gave about 20, 30 speeches. Not hard to become a millionaire when you're getting $8 million for a book. Jillian, concierge. Remember, I don't know why they're trying to impeach Biden on Hunter stuff. They should impeach him on the border. It doesn't matter what they impeach him on. He's never going to get convicted with a Democrat-run Senate. What doesn't matter? Kathleen, I do not believe the GOP expects to impeach Joe Biden. What I understand, the course of action is that by having the hearings, they can get a lot more information. Okay, I'm not against the hearings. I want information. Absolutely want it. Mike in Indiana, isn't the fact that the money Hunter Biden received from China, Russia, and Ukraine for his bogus services by way of numerous shell companies damning enough? Yeah, he's charged. He's charged with evading taxes. That case is in California. So that's pretty damning. And I think he'll be convicted. Jim Flaherty, Villa Park, California. If the U.S. Constitution is such a perfect document, how can the DAs and judges in New York get away with what they're doing to Trump? Where are the checks and balances? The appeals process. So let's see if they get away with it. Helping Trump now. I believe it is. He may be reelected because of all this. In a moment, something you might not know.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. It is Good Friday, a day where 2.5 billion believers will commemorate the crucifixion of Jesus. The man whose death is memorialized today is the most famous person who has ever lived. And that man was a poor stonecutter from a tiny hamlet in what is now Israel. Yet the theology he created still dominates the world 2,000 years later. My 2013 book, Killing Jesus, chronicles the history of the Nazarene. No religion in the book. At the age of 30, Jesus left his family and began to preach. He traveled from town to town, delivering a message of salvation based on compassion and honesty. Eventually, the Nazarene began to attract thousands of people to hear him speak. This meant he was a threat to the Jewish establishment and the Roman occupation. As his followers grew in numbers, so did the ire of the authorities. Jesus was eventually betrayed by one of his disciples and taken before temple leaders who demanded his death. Fearing an open revolt, Roman leader Pontius Pilate agreed to the execution. On the morning of Good Friday, Jesus carried his own wooden cross to a hill outside of Jerusalem where he was crucified. By law, only Romans could execute people that way. My book, Killing Jesus, is not based on the gospel, but actual historical facts. It debuted at number one on the New York Times bestseller list and remained there for 52 consecutive weeks. The film adaptation was released on the National Geographic Channel 2 years later. Millions of people have watched it since. So, whether you are a believer or not, the remarkable accomplishments of Jesus are worth contemplating on this Good Friday. He dramatically changed the world we live in today. Killing Jesus, the book and movie, are also worth seeking out this weekend. Happy Easter. Back after this.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.